the vagina. The assistance attributed to the wife of the dreamer requires the interpretation that in reality it is only consideration for the wife which is responsible for the detention from such an attempt. Moreover, inquiry shows that on the previous day a young girl had entered the household of the dreamer who had pleased him, and who had given him the impression that she would not be altogether opposed to an approach of this sort. The little house between the two palaces is taken from a reminiscence of the Hradčin in Prague, and thus points again to the girl who is a native of that city. If with my parents I emphasize the frequency of the Oedipus dream, of having sexual intercourse with one's mother, I get the answer, I cannot remember such a dream. Immediately afterwards, however, there arises the recollection of another disguised and indifferent dream, which has been dreamed repeatedly by the patient, and the analysis shows it to be a dream of this same content, that is, another Oedipus dream. I can assure the reader that veiled dreams of sexual intercourse with the mother are a great deal more frequent than open ones to the same effect. There are dreams about landscapes and localities in which emphasis is always laid upon the assurance, I have been there before. In this case, the locality is always the genital organ of the mother. It can indeed be asserted with such certainty of no other locality that one has been there before. A large number of dreams, often full of fear, which are concerned with passing through narrow spaces or with staying in the water, are based upon fancies about the embryonic life, about the sojourn in the mother's womb, and about the act of birth. The following is the dream of a young man who, in his fancy, has already, while in embryo, taken advantage of his opportunity to spy upon an act of coition between his parents. He is in a deep shaft in which there is a window, as in the Semmering tunnel. At first he sees an empty landscape through this window, and then he composes a picture into it which is immediately at hand and which fills out the empty space. The picture represents a field which is being thoroughly harrowed by an implement, and the delightful air, the accompanying idea of hard work, and the bluish-black clods of earth make a pleasant impression. He then goes on and sees a primary school opened, and he is surprised that so much attention is devoted in it to the sexual feelings of the child, which makes him think of me. Here is a pretty water dream of a female patient, which was turned to extraordinary account in the course of treatment. At her summer resort at the blank lake, she hurls herself into the dark water at a place where the pale moon is reflected in the water. Dreams of this sort are parturition dreams. Their interpretation is accomplished by reversing the fact reported in the manifest dream content. Thus, instead of throwing oneself into the water, read coming out of the water, that is, being born. The place from which one is born is recognized if one thinks of the bad sense of the French la lune. The pale moon thus becomes the white bottom, popo, which the child soon recognizes as the place from which it came. Now what can be the meaning of the patient's wishing to be born at her summer resort? I asked the dreamer this, and she answered without hesitation, "Hasn't the treatment made me as though I were born again?" Thus the dream becomes an invitation to continue the cure at this summer resort, that is, to visit her there. Perhaps it also contains a very bashful allusion to the wish to become a mother herself. Another dream of parturition, with its interpretation, I take from the work of E. Jones. She stood at the seashore watching a small boy, who seemed to be hers, wading into the water. This he did till the water covered him, and she could only see his head bobbing up and down near the surface. The scene then changed to the crowded hall of a hotel. Her husband left her, and she entered into conversation with a stranger. The second half of the dream was discovered in the analysis to represent a flight from her husband, and the entering into intimate relations with a third person, behind whom was plainly indicated Mr. X's brother mentioned in a former dream. The first part of the dream was a fairly evident birth fantasy. In dreams, as in mythology, the delivery of a child from the uterine waters is commonly presented by distortion as the entry of the child into water. Among many others, the births of Adonis, Osiris, Moses, and Bacchus are well-known illustrations of this. The bobbing up and down of the head in the water at once recalled to the patient the sensation of quickening she had experienced in her only pregnancy. Thinking of the boy going into the water induced a reverie in which she saw herself taking him out of the water, carrying him into the nursery, washing him and dressing him, and installing him in her household. The second half of the dream, therefore, represents thoughts concerning the elopement, which belonged to the first half of the underlying latent content. The first half of the dream corresponded with the second half of the latent content, the birth fantasy. Besides this inversion in order, further inversions take place in each half of the dream. In the first half, the child entered the water, and then his head bobbed. In the underlying dream thoughts, first the quickening occurred, and then the child left the water, a double inversion. In the second half, her husband left her. In the dream thoughts, she left her husband. Another parturition dream is related by Abraham of a young woman looking forward to her first confinement, page 22. From a place in the floor of the house, a subterranean canal leads directly into the water, parturition path, amniotic liquor. She lifts up a trap in the floor, and there immediately appears a creature dressed in a brownish fur, which almost resembles a seal. This creature changes into the younger brother of the dreamer, to whom she has always stood in maternal relationship. Dreams of saving are connected with parturition dreams. To save, especially to save from the water, is equivalent to giving birth when dreamed by a woman. This sense is, however, modified when the dreamer is a man. Robbers, burglars at night, and ghosts of which we are afraid before going to bed, and which occasionally even disturb our sleep, originate in one and the same childish reminiscence. They are the nightly visitors who have awakened the child to set it on the chamber so that it may not wet the bed, or have lifted the cover in order to see clearly how the child is holding its hands while sleeping. I have been able to induce an exact recollection of the nocturnal visitor in the analysis of some of these anxiety dreams. The robbers were always the father. The ghosts more probably corresponded to feminine persons with white nightgowns. 2. When one has become familiar with the abundant use of symbolism for the representation of sexual material in dreams, one naturally raises the question whether there are not many of these symbols which appear once and for all with a firmly established significance, like the signs in stenography, and one is tempted to compile a new dream book according to the cipher method. In this connection it may be remarked that this symbolism does not belong peculiarly to the dream, but rather to unconscious thinking, particularly that of the masses, and it is to be found in greater perfection in the folklore, in the myths, legends, and manners of speech, in the proverbial sayings, and in the current witticisms of a nation than in its dreams. The dream takes advantage of this symbolism in order to give a disguised representation to its latent thoughts. Among the symbols which are used in this manner, there are, of course, many which regularly, or almost regularly, mean the same thing. Only it is necessary to keep in mind the